Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the man killed in a fatal crash in Manor Cunningham last night has been named locally as Paul Mooney from Remelton. We'll hear an appeal for information from Gardaí. Meanwhile, investigations continue after a youth was struck by a vehicle in Buncrana last evening. Talks have been continuing in Hillsborough between the leaders of the main parties and the UK government. The DUP says it still won't return to power sharing before Christmas as there are still issues to be resolved. And it's believed a travelling gang may be responsible for a recent spate of break-ins in North Inishowen. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with Sports News. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with last night's fatal crash close to Manor Cunningham, and the man in his 30s killed in that tragedy has been named locally as Paul Mooney from Remelton. Mr. Mooney, a musician, was a front seat passenger in one of two cars which collided at Carrick-Balladuey at 7 o'clock last night. Both drivers are receiving treatment at Letterkenny University Hospital for what Gardaí say are non-life-threatening injuries. The road between Letterkenny and Lifford closed for a time but has reopened this afternoon following a technical examination of the scene. Well, earlier today, Inspector Paul McGee issued this appeal for information on Highland Radio News.
To come forward, and additionally, I'm appealing to any road users who were travelling in this area at the time who may have camera footage, including dash cam, to make themselves available. However small piece of information that someone might have seen, it may be crucial to our investigation, so I would appeal to anyone that has information to please come forward.
Meanwhile, investigations are continuing after a youth was hit by a vehicle in Buncrana last evening. The female was struck by a vehicle at Ardravan, sustaining injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí believe the driver stopped for a short time following the crash before leaving the scene. They're urging anyone with information to contact Buncrana Gardaí Station. Talks have been continuing today in Hillsborough between the leaders of the main political parties in Northern Ireland and the UK government. The Northern Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, made a final offer of £3.3 billion to get an executive back up and running. The DUP has indicated it won't return to a power-sharing government before Christmas. Leader Geoffrey Donaldson says there are still outstanding issues that they believe must be resolved.
It remains our view that there is not yet a basis within that financial offer to deliver the financial stability that Northern Ireland needs in the years ahead. So we will continue to engage with the government on this.
It's believed a travelling gang may be responsible for a recent spate of break-ins in Inishowen. A number of properties were targeted last week, including Ballinacrae Church, while overnight four additional properties, including a business premises, were broken into with a large number of power tools, a diagnostic computer and money taken. That happened in the vicinity of Redcastle and Moville. Gardaí Sergeant Eunan Walsh says while their investigations are at an early stage, Gardaí are following the theory that the burglaries were linked.
Three of the burglaries were in the Moville area, maybe connected, maybe could possibly be the work of travel criminals. It's an early stage this, at the moment, our detectives are on the scene. So, and again, no matter how trivial you feel the information may be, let us know. We can source it out.
Meanwhile, Gardaí in Letterkenny are seeking information about a burglary in the town on Monday of last week. A house was ransacked with a PlayStation 4, a TV and a copper water cylinder stolen. The glass at the back door of the house at Windmill View was smashed. Entry was gained between 6pm and 11pm on Monday of last week. That was December 11th. Anyone who saw any suspicious activity in the area is being urged to contact Gardaí. 2023 has been the worst year on record for overcrowding in Irish hospitals. 121,526 admitted patients were without beds at hospitals across the country at some point during the year. 5,364 admitted patients were awaiting beds at various points in 2023 at Letterkenny University Hospital. That's 23% down when compared to the same period last year, but it's still the seventh highest figure in the state. Tony Fitzpatrick of the INMO says it impacts both staff and patients.
You know, it's having a devastating impact upon the morale of staff within those hospitals. But furthermore, it's unsafe for patients and it's unsafe for the health and safety and well-being of the staff that have to care for those patients.
A business case has been submitted for over £100 million worth of works in Strabane Town Centre under City Deal funding. The plans include a new leisure facility, the establishment of a health hub, a new facility for the Strabane campus of Northwest Regional College, and an active travel pedestrian bridge. Councillor Paul Boggs says the economic return on these works would be a massive boost for the town and its environs.
These projects fall under both the City Deal and the Inclusive Future Fund, and it provides a total investment of around £102 million for Strabane, which I believe will be absolutely transformational. So that is to completely transform the town centre space. This project started off as just the canal basin, but is now stretched out as far as the Derry Roads and to the current Northwest Regional College campus, which will become a new state-of-the-art health hub funded by both City Deal and the Western Health and Social Care Trust, also with a brand new Northwest Regional College campus on the Canal Basin, along with a regional leisure centre, which will be built by Derry City and Strabane Council. And then also an active travel bridge, which is set to link the far side of the Mourne River, so that would be where the bus depot is at the minute, on Bradley Way, linking that then and directly to the town. So it's a fantastic boost for Strabane, but it's also a fantastic transformational picture for people in Strabane as well, and how the town will operate going forward.
You can only imagine the economic growth that will stem from this.
Absolutely. So one of the forecasts that we got yesterday was that for every £1 spent of public money on these projects, there will be a 2.25 economic return. So that's absolutely transformational for the town. It's long overdue, I will admit.
The number of people in need of emergency accommodation in the Northwest has doubled over the past 2 years. So far this year, 227 households, comprising 266 adults and 207 children, sought the support of the Northwest Simon community. The organisation has launched a Christmas campaign seeking funds to support those at risk or experiencing homelessness in the region. Noel Daly, the CEO of Northwest Simon Community, says the hidden homeless face many challenges also.
No, but Simon Community is dependent on public donations to maintain our services. Homelessness has been increasing continuously over the last 2 years at least. I mean, the average number of people who are currently in emergency accommodation in the Northwest has doubled over the past 2 years. And in addition to those people, then there are many other people that we often term as the hidden homeless, who don't, for various reasons, access emergency accommodation from the local authorities. These people have been counted in the statistics, but they're still very much in need of our support. So not a Simon Community have that staff and age group of the three counties of Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim working with people at risk of homelessness. So our staff try to visit people where they are, and we quietly and discreetly help them to solve whatever issues are causing them to be homeless or at risk of homelessness. So at this time of year, it's a very important fundraising time, particularly for the Northwest Simon Community. We know lots of people are under a lot of pressure at the moment. There are a lot of competing causes in the sector and affecting how life goes on in Ireland. So not everybody can fund and contribute to everybody, but we're asking if you can at all, send us some whatever you can afford.
And that was Noel Daly, the CEO of the Northwest Simon Community. The chair of Donegal County Council's planning committee says he doubts whether the new county development plan can be agreed before the local elections in June. Following the end of the first public consultation in October, a report from Chief Executive John McLaughlin outlining a number of proposed alterations is being circulated to all councillors this week. It'll be considered at a series of meetings in January and February, with a view toward going back to public consultation with a revised draft in March and a new plan agreed by the end of May. However, Planning SPC Chair Councillor Paul Canning says that timetable is very optimistic, particularly given some of the observations of the Office of the Planning Regulator are at variance with the members' wishes.
We as councillors have concerns about rural development and how the planning is pushing us all into the centre of big cities. I feel that Donegal needs a plan that suits rural people, and that's not happening in the new OPR submissions. We as a county done a draft plan, and we were quite happy with the draft plan that we have done. But we have received submissions from the OPR, which is the Office of the Planning Regulator, and they are going against some of our decisions, and we are not at all happy. We as councillors will be meeting in workshop format, I would say a couple of times, and then we'll be going to a plenary meeting. So it will be well through the year before we actually get down to actually adopting a county plan, unless the OPR comes back and says they agree with our draft plan.
The reality is, June we'll see local elections, so the council that comes back after the summer break will be in some form different. If the plan isn't agreed before this current council effectively leaves office and seeks re-election, what then?
That's a very interesting scenario. I don't know what will actually happen, but in relation to a new council coming in here, and if you don't have people that are experienced in the whole planning, it could be difficult for the new kids on the block coming in. And also, I have concerns that this could be a 10-year plan and not a 5-year plan, because the planning bill is up for decision this year as well. So that could change the time frame. So we need to get it right for the people of the rural area in particular.
That was Councillor Paul Canning. The Environment Minister is being urged to approve the use of drones to combat illegal dumping as quickly as possible. The Local Government Management Agency has put together a new code to expand the range of recording devices permitted to surveil dumping. The new proposal to include body cameras and drones is currently being reviewed by Minister Eamon Ryan. Colin O'Byrne of the environmental charity Voice Ireland says in many cases litter wardens are concerned about approaching dumpers because of safety concerns.
They have a fair idea who is doing it, but they might, I mean, there's elements of fear. I mean, these are criminals oftentimes doing this, committing criminal acts, and they don't really feel that they have the power or the necessary backup to go and effect some kind of intervention without, you know, inviting harm to themselves.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with ladies' soccer, and Eileen Gleeson says she's thrilled to become the new Republic of Ireland senior women's team manager. The former Piemont United boss was confirmed as Vera Powell's permanent successor, having already been in temporary charge. Gleeson had previously said she wasn't interested in the role, but today she told the media her position changed as time progressed.
The connection again with the pitch and with the team and, you know, with the progress that we were making and the excitement of it. So, yeah, I started to change my mind as the process went on. And, you know, through conversations with Mark, then I expressed my interest and entered into the process.
On the pitch tonight, Manchester City make their club World Cup debut. Having won last season's Champions League, the Premier League club faced Japanese side Urdwa Red Diamonds in a semi-final tie. Manager Pep Guardiola says even though his team are favourites, they will meet stiff opposition.
Europe is stronger economically. That's why every player and managers want to go to Europe to train or play. But at the same time, to be here, sitting here, have to do something exceptional in the past. Otherwise, you cannot be here.
Kickoff is shortly at 6 o'clock in Jeddah, with Fluminense of Brazil awaiting the winner of that game in the final. Three of the four quarter-finals in the Carabao Cup will be played this evening. Port Vale there bidding to reach their first major cup semi-final in 69 years. The League One club entertain Middlesbrough. Elsewhere, last season's beaten finalist Newcastle there away to Chelsea, while Everton they welcome Fulham to Goodison Park. And Steve Cooper has been relieved of his duties as Nottingham Forest manager. He leaves the club with just one place above the Premier League relegation zone and with just one win from their last 13 games. Forest are believed to be in advanced negotiations with former Wolves and Tottenham manager Nuno Espirito Santo. And in Scotland, there'll be no away fans when Celtic host Rangers in the Scottish Premiership a week on Saturday. There weren't any travelling supporters at the Old Firm Derby this season at Ibrox, and likewise at the last two league games between the two rivals. The clubs have not been able to agree on a return to the previous allocation of 7,000 for visiting fans. In rugby, RG Snyman will join Leinster ahead of next season. The double World Cup winning Springbok lock is in his fourth season at Munster, but has managed just 10 appearances due to various injuries. When they decided not to renew his contract, Leinster swooped in for Snyman's signature. It's rumoured he'll earn €500,000 a season. And Peter O'Mahony is unlikely to be risked in Munster's Stephen's Day showdown with Leinster at as he continues to rehab a shoulder injury. Jack O'Donoghue suffered a hip injury in Sunday's defeat away to Exeter and will be monitored over the coming days. In darts, Matt Campbell has caused a major shock at the PDC World Darts Championships. The Canadian beat four-time semi-finalist James Wade 3-2 today to reach round three. Keane Barry will look to mirror that achievement tonight. The Meath man takes on three-time champion Michael Van Gerwen in the match of the night at Alexander Palace. Also in action this evening, the bronzed Adonis Steve Beaton. He faces Wessel Nieman of the Netherlands. And finally for this evening, the 40th anniversary event of the Donegal Sportstar Awards of 1983 will be held in the Mount Errigal Hotel on Monday the 8th of January. On the night, the 1983 winners will be honoured at the launch of the 2023 Donegal Sportstar Awards. There were 17 winners in 1983, with the overall honour going to Dunloman Vincent Boner, who also picked up the motorsport category. Boner and Seamus McGettigan, they won the Donegal International Rally that year. That's your sport. It's back to Dono.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. The Donegal Hospice has submitted a planning application for an extension to its facility at Knocknamona in Letterkenny. The plans include the construction of four new apartments for patients and families, as well as the provision of more rooms for physiotherapy, occupational therapy and social work services. Refurbishment works are also to be carried out to enhance and modernise the existing building. Isabel Rogers is chairperson of the Donegal Hospice Committee. She says the project will enable the continued provision of the essential end-of-life care that the hospice delivers.
By expanding the existing facilities, the Donegal Hospice can continue to provide essential services to those in need within the community and the surrounding areas. The new state-of-the-art facility will support the training and the development of staff and facilitate the wider community with educational activities. The building works will include the redevelopment of the daycare area and the resumption of the service as a therapeutic model, and it will enhance the care provided to the Donegal community.
And in terms of a time frame, is there any time frames set out at the moment? I know this is obviously at an early stage.
Time frame for the planning approval is a minimum of 3 months. This may take longer if a request for further information is issued by Donegal County Council.
It's been a long dream of yours here to get this now over the line, and there's been many years working up to this.
Yes, Michaela, we are open 20 years there back in March of this year, and the amount of fundraising that has gone on, even on that and them 20 years, was just overwhelming. And the people of Donegal are so good to the hospice. When we're out collecting, we never have to. People are just coming forward to us, and we're very grateful for that, because we wouldn't be where we're at today without the generosity of the people of Donegal.
And sadly, that's recognition of the amount of people that are affected by cancer.
Yes, Michaela. A lot of people, when they leave here, they will do fundraising for the hospice because of the care that they've received, the family and the patients has received here in the hospice.
And that was Isabel Rogers there speaking to Michaela Clark at the Donegal Hospice earlier today. Farmers in Fannad and Dunluce are being urged to be vigilant following the theft of a number of sheep. The thefts are said to have taken place during the hours of darkness over the past number of weeks. Gardaí are urging farmers to be alert and report any thefts to them. They're also appealing to residents to report any suspicious activity or vehicles, particularly vans that may be spotted in the area. A Donegal deputy has again warned that the government's failure to tackle the alarming rise in fraud and scams is leaving citizens vulnerable. Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, has again repeated his call for a range of specific policies to be put in place. There's been an increase of 417% in text message scams since 2019. Deputy Doherty says additional Garda resources must be put in place.
What we do need to see is we need far more supports in terms of the Garda. I spoke at the Joint Policing Committee in Lifford just a couple of weeks ago, and we know that there's three people dedicated in terms of financial fraud. But fraud is the biggest issue, the biggest crime that has been committed in Donegal or indeed in any county across the country. Much of the fraud that happens goes unreported, and some of it might be, you know, small couple of euros being lost here or there, and others is it's tens of thousands of euros.
Searches are continuing in Strabán for a missing man. 33-year-old Patrick McCaughan was last seen in the Altaskin area at around 8:30 on Sunday. He's described as being approximately 5 feet 11 inches in height, of medium build with short dark hair. He was last seen wearing green tracksuit bottoms. The Taoiseach says there is no evidence to suggest crime rates increase in areas where asylum seekers are being accommodated. There have been several protests around the country in recent weeks in areas where international protection applicants are to be housed. Some protesters have raised concerns that there could be an increase in crime if asylum seekers move into their town or village. However, Micheál Martin says there is absolutely no evidence to back that up.
The most important approach there is evidence-based approach in respect of the general issue. I mean, we've had centres for decades now where migrants have come in and have stayed in direct provision centres, for example, and there's no appreciable increase in crime in any of those locations.
And a weather warning for strong winds has been issued for Donegal on Thursday. The status yellow alert comes into place from midnight tomorrow night. It'll stay in place until 11 o'clock on Thursday. A similar alert has also been issued for County Derry. Met Éireann is warning of strong and gusty west-northwest winds and high waves in coastal areas. Looking now at the weather forecast for the next 24 hours. Breezy this evening with scattered showers and moderate to fresh west to northwest winds. Further showers tonight with a spell of more persistent rain developing later in the night. Overnight lows of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius. Highest temperatures occurring earlier on. Moderate to fresh westerly winds, strong to near gale force in coastal areas. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Heavy and persistent at times. Top temperatures on Wednesday 9 to 11 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh and gusty westerly winds. Looking now at the main stories for this Tuesday evening. The man killed in a fatal crash in Manor Cunningham last night has been named locally as Paul Mooney from Remelton. Mr. Mooney, a musician in his 30s, was a front seat passenger in one of two cars which collided at Carrick Balladooey at 7 last night. Both drivers were brought to Letterkenny University Hospital with what Gardaí are describing as non-life-threatening injuries. Talks have been taking place in Hillsborough between the leaders of the main political parties in the North and the UK government. The Northern Secretary made a final offer of £3.3 billion to get an executive back up and running. The DUP leader has indicated that's still not enough. And it's believed a travelling gang may be responsible for a recent spate of break-ins in Inishowen. A number of properties were targeted last week, including Ballinacrae Church, while overnight four additional properties in Moville and Redcastle, including a business premises, were broken into with a large amount of power tools stolen. We're back with news headlines at 6. You can, of course, check up on all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, December 19th. The death has taken place of Paul Mooney, Japama, Glen Lower, Remelton. Paul is reposing at the family home. Wake tomorrow and Thursday from 11am to 10pm. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11am in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to Elevate 55, The Loft, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place in Clydebank of Noel Loughlin, formerly from Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Noel's remains will repose at his daughter Geraldine's residence, 43 Brookfield Heights, Caernamugga Lower, Letterkenny, tomorrow from 9pm until 11pm. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15am, going to St Union's Cathedral for 11am Mass for the repose of his soul, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in St Columba's Church Cemetery, Mass Mount, Fanid. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Ray Whitehouse, Ramacra, Glebe, Karen Donna. Ray's remains will leave Liam Collins Funeral Home, Station Road, Karen Donna, tonight at 9pm, going to his home. Funeral for Ray will take place on Thursday morning at 11am in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Karen Donna, followed by burial in St Mary's Graveyard, Clonmany. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Margaret McElhenney, Binion, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at the home of her daughter Breed and son-in-law Danny Grant, Torna Bratley, Clonmany. House private to family, close friends and neighbours only, please. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:20 a.m. Going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Margaret's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Kathleen Graham, née Mullen, 38 Churchview, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Killinagh, Donamana. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice or care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Nathaniel Buchanan, Tyrhumman, Milford. Remains reposing at his home with wake today and tomorrow. Funeral service on Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. in Milford Presbyterian Church, followed by committal in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland and Donegal Hospice or care of Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Eamon Cunningham, 8 Ivy Terrace, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 p.m. for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columb's Church, Long Tower. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Cancer Fund for Children, Portside Business Park, Airport Road West, Belfast. The death has taken place of Maureen Boyle, née Doherty, Manor Cunningham, and formerly from the Curragh, Killy Gordon. Maureen's remains will be reposing at her late residence until 10 p.m. tonight, with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in St Columba's Church Cemetery, Drumahl. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Cancer Care West or care of any family member. The death has occurred of John Gallagher, John the Barber, at Bolligan, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his home with rosary at 8 p.m. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Mina Cross, with interment afterwards in Maharee Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.